Coming up this next week at the Econ Club, you can go to econclub.org for information. The day before Valentine's Day, February 13th, the economy and workforce, the re-entry opportunity, in a sold-out luncheon with the presiding officer, Jim Anderson, founder and president, CEO of Urban Science. The keynote speaker will be Jeff Korzenek. Jeff Korzenek is the chief investment strategist, senior vice president of Fifth Third Investment Management Group, and he's on the other end of our line on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. Nice meeting you via the phone. I know we're going to talk a little bit about what you're going to be talking about, but I do need to get something I haven't had yet, a banker's view of what's been happening in our stock market.
Sure. Well, our take at Fifth Third is that this was a market that was unprepared for the concept of inflation rebounding. And when you have a wake-up call like the increases in wages, the fastest increase in wages since basically before the crisis, that was a sign that the market had to take that possibility of rising inflation into account. And it's very hard for the market to digest that. So we're going through this digestion period. It does not mean that the underlying economy has changed. This is a Wall Street issue, not a Main Street issue.
Interesting, a good way to put it. We reminded our listeners and ourselves yesterday that this is the stock market, not the economy. They are separate, even though they are reflective. They are separate. One of the things that I know you'll be talking about February 13th at the Economic Club of Detroit is, as the U.S. economy continues to grow and be robust and healthy, that the U.S. economy runs the very real risk now overall of running out of workers. We've experienced it here in Michigan, but we're finding through what you're saying that this is a problem across the country.
Absolutely. One of the advantages that I have at Fifth Third is I get to speak to Main Street quite a bit. Our core commercial customer is a medium or large size manufacturing, transportation, construction business. These are the leading indicators of what's going on in the economy. And we have been hearing for over a year now about the increasing difficulty of finding labor. And this is across our footprint, the Midwest, the Southeast. I'm in Florida right now on business. And everyone has the same story. We can't find enough workers to keep to grow our business as quickly as we could.
You know, it's fascinating as we speak with Jeff Korzenek, the chief investment strategist, senior vice president, Fifth Third Investment Management Group, coming to the Economic Club of Detroit next week, February 13th, is you point out that unlike past cycles, social issues have now become economic problems that present significant barriers to improving labor force participation. And I wondered, what's he mean? And then I saw what you mean. It's the opioid problem, which is astonishing to me, the opioid epidemic.
That's one of the three issues. If you observe things that have been talked about through much of this cycle, like the labor force participation rate, the percentage of adults who are in the labor force, either employed or actively seeking employment, it's down to multi-decade lows. Now, some of that is due to simply retirements of the baby boomers exiting the workforce, but there's still probably 2 or 3 million Americans who are missing from the workforce, who by age and gender would suggest should be in the workforce today. And when we started digging deeper at Fifth Third into these issues, we kept coming up with social ills, long-term unemployment, the opioid epidemic, and the incarceration recidivism cycle. And all of these things are connected. But of them, the very worst problem is the opioid epidemic.
I would have ever guessed. And then I'm trying to think if what was the workforce back in the past affected by, say, the smallpox epidemic or the polio epidemic? I wasn't around to know.
We actually had to go back to the influenza epidemic around 1917-ish to get comparable impact. We've obviously had problems in the past, but if you look simply at overdose deaths, and overdoses are, well, obviously incredibly tragic, are simply the tip of the iceberg, but we're running over 60,000 drug overdose deaths in the United States as of 2016, the latest numbers we have. That's more than the peak deaths of the AIDS epidemic. That's more people that die from gunshots. That's more people who die from car crashes. And it really understates the problem, because it's not just the people who are dying today of overdoses. It's the 11.5 million Americans that the Department of Health and Human Services estimates to be abusing opioids. Of those 11.5 million, over 2 million are estimated to meet the formal definition of addicts.
Wow. Well, you've got a sold-out luncheon coming up February 13th for the Economic Club of Detroit. I salute you for that, and certainly an interesting conversation. We'll look forward to more in the future, Jeff.
Thank you. You know, one of the things we'll be focusing on, that there is a bright light here, and I don't want your listeners to walk away with not knowing about this, and that is that we're seeing increasing interest among employers in hiring people who are ex-offenders, who have a criminal offense on their record. And that is a very healthy sign for our society. It also is, to our way of thinking, this best reservoir of workers. We have many people, 19 million Americans have a felony on their record. Obviously, many of those are in the workforce, but many of them are unemployed, out of the workforce, or underemployed. And what we're going to share at the Economic Club is the models of success that we've witnessed in the private sector for bringing people with these problems back in the workforce. And these employers have found out that when you do it right, you get not just a worker, you get an extremely dedicated worker with lower turnover rates and, in some cases, higher productivity.
All right, Jeff, thanks much. Jeff Korzenek, the Chief Investment Strategist and Senior Vice President of Fifth Third Investment Management Group, sold-out meeting February 13th. You can go to econclub.org for more information.